You're listening to the Profit Connections Podcast. Entrepreneurs and franchise owners, you'll want to tune in. If you're looking to create a rock-solid business, sick of being stuck on the plateau, and ready to kick it up more than just a notch, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Sharon Galuzzo, and I believe in unleashing your full potential to create resilient, successful businesses that in turn make significant positive impacts in our world. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. Profit doesn't happen by chance. It happens by design. Let's dig in. I don't know if you realized it, but there is a truth out there that a lot of business owners, founders, entrepreneurs are may not even be aware of. The business that everyone sees isn't the business that determines your success. I'm so excited about our topic today because we are going to be digging into the business behind the business, the one that really makes the difference, the one that really turns around what you're doing in your business and determines how successful you can be in your chosen endeavor. I've been doing a lot of work on how I'm messaging and talking about myself, and I have come up with a new title that I think really is illustrative of what I do, and that is the Behind the Scenes Business Builder. I help you with what people can't see in your business. So the visible parts of your business are the parts that honestly get all the credit, right? They're shiny. They're very easily fixable. They're clear to identify, right? They're your website, your social media, marketing. But the things that actually support all of those visible things are the systems and the processes and the habits and the decisions that actually turns what you do into a profit or keeps you stagnant or actually keeps you in the place where you're losing money. So it's really important that we focus on that part of the business that no one else sees. See, every business has two versions. It has the one that your customers experience, and then it has the one that you actually run and operate every single day. If you're doing things really well, your clients maybe don't even see what's going on behind the scenes. If you're really good at customer service and you're really good at what you do, then your clients may not ever experience some of the struggles that come whenever you have an incomplete foundation, when you have gaps and weaknesses, when the systems running your business are running like a proverbial squirrel on a hamster wheel. I'm putting the squirrel on there because they run faster and they're bigger and they take up more room and the hamster wheel doesn't actually fit them, right? That's how it feels sometimes when we are running our business that way. So if we're doing a good job, then the customer experience doesn't really see that. However, there are times when things are falling apart behind the scenes that you can't keep it away. They will see it. They will experience it in some way, even if it's just vibrationally. So having your systems and your behind the scenes business operating at peak efficiency, operating in a way that makes you feel like the CEO that you want to be in your business and that gets the things done that you want to get done with the least amount of effort and the most amount of profit. That's the place we want to get to. However, some businesses are somewhere in between there, right? Some businesses are really doing okay and their customers can't see it. Some businesses, things are falling apart in front of the scenes as well. So we want to get your business to the point where you're actually having the ability to have the things work behind the scenes so that your customer experiences a solid and full and healthy business and not just I'm holding it all together where people can see it. And as soon as I close the doors, I burst into tears. I have lived that experience, to be so on for the clients and to be right there and to be the face of the business. Meanwhile, behind the scenes, everything feels like it's crumbling. And sometimes maybe it's not as bad as that. And there are things falling apart and falling between the seams, between the cracks. When we have weak systems, when we have things in the background that are not working, that is when we are most likely to have things go wrong, things to fall between the cracks. We didn't return a customer's email, or we were unresponsive whenever somebody needed something, or our vendor situation is not good because we're not communicating well with them because we don't have a system in place to make sure that we're following up with them in a timely manner. All of those tiny, tiny pieces can create a tsunami effect in the background if you don't pay attention to it. So when your customer-facing persona and your backstage persona are different, when they are not in alignment, then you have struggles in your business. Then you have disconnect. Then you have all of these pieces that make the business more work for you, more difficult, more. What is that? You just feel like you're constantly spinning around the same five things and you're not making any progress and you're not getting the things done that you want to get done. And that is one of the reasons why I have seven pillars of profit in my framework when I work with my customers, because every area of your business needs some attention in that way. When we take the time to fill in those gaps and do the behind the scenes work, then it actually all works together and you will put forward not just the image of being successful, but the reality and alignment of being successful. Most business problems don't really show up in your business wearing the name that the problem has. Whenever something is going wrong in your business, you might experience it as a marketing issue or a sales issue or a pricing issue, but that's actually not the root problem. It is the symptom. It is showing up in your business because something deeper, something behind the scenes isn't quite right. So it's very important that we pay attention to those marketing issues and sales issues and profit issues in terms of the entire picture. Yes, this marketing issue is happening. Why is it happening? Is it happening because I am inconsistent when I'm posting on social media? Is it happening because I'm not regularly updating it? Is it happening because I put the wrong or I put the right date on it, but it's 3 weeks old, and customers are going, "Oh, well, that's not that. It's not apply. That does not apply anymore. That's not available to me because that was 3 weeks ago." So all of those things can be fixed behind the scenes. That is setting yourself up for success in every single area of your business. So we need to pay attention whenever those things happen and not just fix the surface symptom, but fix the actual cause. Every time I think of this, I think of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. If you're familiar with it, if you're not, that's okay. Frankenfurter offers to help Brad and Janet. But he tells them he will remove the cause, but not the symptoms, which is actually the opposite. But you'll still experience all of the things that you're going to experience, but I'll take away what's causing it. So that always makes me laugh. We actually want to remove the cause, which will in turn remove the symptoms. But sometimes when we just focus on that surface level, when we focus on what people can see out here and forget about what's going on behind the scenes, that's when we can get into some real trouble. And that is what causes stagnation. That is what keeps you stuck. And that is what's going to cause your business to not be the business that you want. That's going to keep you in that wearing all four 47 hats as a business owner and not stepping into the role of CEO. I know sometimes people are like, well, I don't want to be a CEO. It's not necessarily that you want to be the CEO energy. And maybe you do. So either way, it's fine. But if you're in the role of the CEO, that role is more of the director or the producer, saying what goes on in everything in your business instead of you're the one who's sharpening the pencils, right? So we want to elevate you, put you in a position where you're actually running the business, you're making decisions about the business, and not getting lost in the everyday minutiae because you just didn't have the behind the scenes stuff in place. And then whenever you are building your business, and say you're doing a really great job at marketing and you have a lot of visibility, a lot of people looking at your stuff, a lot of eyes, a lot of customers, a lot of people coming to you. As you grow more visible, the things behind the scenes that are not okay, that haven't been put in place for your success, will not go away. In fact, those things will actually magnify and get worse. So as you're building, you don't have to wait till you get there, but as you're building, start working on what's going on in the behind the scenes of your business. Be in those places, fix those things, get your behind the scenes foundation clear and solid so that as you grow, what you're magnifying is a solid, firm foundation. You're not magnifying those little cracks that are going to become chasms if you don't pay attention and get those things taken care of before you grow. And in my opinion, the very strongest businesses are intentionally built. They don't accidentally grow. And what I mean by that is, whenever you have a really strong, successful business, someone has taken the time to go in and fix all the things that are going on. Whenever you buy a cell phone, a smartphone, a computer, or have an app or anything that's electronic these days, you will get it and it will be operating. And then sooner or later, they'll go, hey, here's an update. Here's a fix. We're getting rid of some bugs. We're getting rid of some things that didn't work. So think about your business in real time, like an electronic, where they're operating. They sold it to you. You bought it, and it's not perfect. They're still fixing things. They're still repairing things. They're still coming in and updating what you got is initially. So with your business, think of it that way, that when you are working on the seven pillars of profit in your business, when you're building out your foundation, it's kind of like an update. It's an update to your software. It's an update to your firmware. It's a bug fix. It comes in and it fixes the things that are going on. And that happens simultaneously to the running of your business. So it is entirely possible to build your foundation as you grow. And that is the way most businesses are built. That is the way successful businesses are built. However, they aren't just built by accident. They have an eye to what needs to be improved. What do we need for the next update? What things need to be tweaked and adjusted, and maybe even completely thrown out and refixed and presented again. So use that kind of mindset when you're thinking about the building of the behind the scenes of your business, because the strongest businesses are built behind the scenes. And if you're a really good actor, you can go on stage and put a really great show out to the public. But if you know that behind the scenes, everything is falling apart, that's going to be a struggle. That's going to make you feel out of alignment and inauthentic. And it's okay to still have that professional presentation to the public, that persona out there. And you do want your customers to have a great experience so they want to come back again. But just know that you are going to take care of that stuff that's back there, and you're not going to pretend that it doesn't exist. And you're not going to say, oh, I'll deal with that later someday. Do a little bit every day, every week, every month. Be looking at what can I improve in my business? How can I make it better? Yes, this is working great. Maybe we don't touch it right now because there's a greater need over here. But when we have them all, you know, to the point where they're all working really good, then you can look at upgraded. How can I make this easier for myself? How can I make the experience better for my clients? So remember, behind the scenes business building, building up that strength and that foundation of the things that people can't see is actually the primary key of success for businesses. So this week, I want you to think about your business and how can you grow your business by thinking about one behind the scenes item that needs strengthening. Just one thing that you can do better behind the scenes, that you can systematize, that you can upgrade, that you can put a bug fix in for. Just pick one thing this week and work on that one thing in the business. Because what happens behind the scenes of your business determines what happens in front of it. When we have our foundation in place, we have our backstage in order, then what we are producing is in alignment. The customers feel it. The marketing is better. Everyone is on the same page, and you're growing your business in a more authentic, lovely, joy-filled way. So this week, take a look. Just one thing. Don't overtax yourself. One thing that you can improve in your business this week behind the scenes. Thank you for joining us today. If you would like to take advantage of my profit growth audit, I make that available to you. It is available in the profitconnectors.club community. It's profitconnectors.club. That's the web address, profitconnectors.club. You can go in there. You can get access to the profit growth audit. It's free. It'll take you through the seven pillars, and you can see where your weaknesses are. Where are you doing really good? Where are those behind the scenes things that you need to focus on? In addition to my free gift, you'll find links to all of the podcast episodes, also all of the guests who have been on. You'll get their contact information, and they also have some of them given gifts as well. So there'll be links to their gifts in the profitconnectors.club community. I invite you to go in there and check out all of those resources. And this week, think about one behind the scenes thing that you can work on in your business this week. Remember, build with clarity, lead with purpose. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next time. Hey, Profit Connectors, that's it for another Profit Connections podcast. Thank you for joining us. If you're ready to make moves and connections that take your business to the next level, want to get to know us and our speakers better, and get your gifts and resources, head over to the website profitconnectors.club. That's profitconnectors.club, and get your goodies right now.